You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Bésame un poquito más cerquita. Bésame un poquito más. Quiero cantarte desde enero hasta diciembre y deslumbrarte como una aurora de paz. Por eso bésame un poquito más cerquita. Bésame un poquito más. Oh, 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 oh. Quiero encontrarte todos los días. Quiero cantarte todas las noches. Nena, en mi calendario el mejor concierto es para ti nomás. Quiero encontrarte todos los días. Quiero besarte todas las noches. Porque todos los humanos venimos al mundo por alguien más. Por eso kiss me one more time.
To CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories. That was Bésame by El Otro Polo featuring Venezuelan band Rawayana. And what a great song. What a great song.
What a beautiful song. Welcome to Viva Poru, the ointment for the soul. We're back. We're back here with a brand new episode. of this beautiful show that we're doing from our living room.
Yes, bienvenidos to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. You know, what an interesting experience. We are so used to recording from the studio, but right now we are recording from home. As many things are happening right now from home, Viva Porú is you know, taking place at home.
Yeah, stay home, stay safe.
Stay home, stay safe, on the couch. So, bienvenidos a Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here, sitting next to me in my couch, the one, the only, DJ D-Rod.
Hello, everybody. DJ Bruja, I'm so honored to be here using your mini mic as a device to record the show,
yes,
which we hadn't done, you know, like we hadn't done any other shows since quarantine started. But now we're here, yeah, to give you some more content, to warm your soul. And, you know, we miss the station. We realize it's such an important place for community, for seeing others who do the same thing that we do, that we try to do, to bring you good music, good vibes. Good things.
Yeah, good content, you know, especially made for our community, because sharing and, you know, communicating is so important to us, and we have definitely missed that and appreciated more than ever. So we finally figured out a way to record from home, and, you know, hopefully it'll work out. Yeah, we apologize for not bringing you any content before, but like I tell you, we finally figured out a way to record.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Indeed. So yeah, let's get started with today's episode. So tell us the name of today's episode, DJ D-Rod.
So today's episode of Viva Porú, el ungüento por el alma, is vasorexia.
Ooh.
You know what that means?
No, please tell me, what does that mean?
So vasorexia is the word in Spanish for the overwhelming desire to kiss someone. Yeah. And you know, like, you hearing us are probably going to be like, what? Why are you doing a show about kissing someone right now?
Read the room, man. Read the room. Yeah, and you know, the idea behind it, I think it's a lot of media is focusing on what's happening, which is so important, you know, talking about everything, all of the events that are happening globally and in the entire planet right now. But we wanted to appreciate things that aren't as possible as we know them, such as kissing and the overwhelming desire and
craving.
Uh-huh, yes, to kiss somebody. But, you know, we wanted to give you this experience of kissing via other methods and other ways, such as music, language.
Eating, too.
Exactly, you know.
So
listening to some good music and things like that. So yeah, we wanted to, you know, appreciate the experience of kissing, because nowadays we are not allowed to kiss strangers or kiss hello like we are used to, you know. So we'll see where it takes us. But Viva Porú has decided to come up with a playlist for vasorexia,
our own curated playlist that hopefully, you know, brings you that feeling of kissing someone.
Indeed. So we'll get started with some song IDs. The first song we're going to listen to is El Beso de la Ciguatera by Juan Luis Guerra. It's a great song, and I think it's definitely one of the biggest inspirations behind this whole episode. Such a great song.
Like, so many episodes Juan Luis Guerra has been an inspiration.
Very present indeed, because he's awesome.
And we need to have an episode of artists turned... No, you know what? Forget about that.
Artists turned what? Oh, God.
Let's just focus on the kissing.
Okay. So yes, the first song is El Beso de la Ciguatera by Juan Luis Guerra. Hopefully you'll enjoy and you'll dance a lot. And after that, we are going to listen to Beijo by, I think it's Brazilian-born
singer, Bia, yeah, who lives in France and Quebec, and she sings in Spanish and Portuguese and French.
So nice, representing, cool, you know, francophone singing, yes, yes, and music, which is exactly cool.
Now this one's in Portuguese.
yep, because beijo means kiss in Portuguese. Yes. Oh, so beautiful.
Yes. Have you ever listened to the Earth, Wind & Fire Beijo?
I don't think so.
So good. We'll play it some other time.
Okay, I'm into it. And the last song for this first segment of Basorexia here at Viva Puro Dia and Me for the Soul will be Beso by Josean León.
Yes.
It's going to be an adventure.
Such an adventure. That song is an adventure, yep, you know? Yep. You know, first time I heard that song, I'm like, I probably listened to the song before, and then like, I hadn't, but
I think you were the first one who showed me this song. And honestly, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, cool. But then it was the second or third time that I was like, oh my God, this is a jam. This is a jam. And it was beautiful. Yeah. So we hope you enjoy. They all have the word kiss, beso in either Portuguese or in Spanish. But that's the special for today. So we're going to start with El Beso de la Ciguatera. We hope you enjoy. And this has been a pleasure to be back here in our couch.
Viva Poru.
Welcome to Viva Poru.
De color, porque yo tengo una alegría. de jaleco de doutor na primavera, na frente da galera, na jaula de uma fera, derretendo de calor. O que eu desejo, o que eu mais quero quando vejo a tua boca, o teu beijo, não me negue seu amor. Olhando a lua, andando pela rua, desfilando quase nua, numa lata beija-flor, no chão, na cama, de fraca e de pijama, no deserto do Atacama, numa pilha de isopor, de qualquer jeito, a torto ou a direito, pra ninguém botar defeito, mas com todo o meu ardor. O que eu desejo, o que eu mais quero quando vejo a tua boca, é o teu beijo, não me negue seu amor. Isopor de qualquer jeito, a torto ou a direito, pra ninguém botar defeito, mas com todo o meu ardor. O que eu desejo, o que eu mais quero quando vejo a tua boca, o teu beijo, não me negue seu amor.
Frente a lo adverso, capricho natural. Beso, lenguaje tan diverso, camino sin regreso, elixir inmortal. Bésame junto a tus labios con los míos otra vez, que quiero amarte y decirte lo que sé, pero no encuentro las palabras. Bésame.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. That was Beso by José Anlog. That's such a beautiful song, you know? This speaks about the multiplicities of what a kiss is. Yes. So it's so cool that we have it as one of our songs today. And oh my God, I know that my hands are big, but we're holding this tiny mic. I'm sorry, I'm obsessed with the mic. Sorry, yeah. DJ.
I know. And it's crazy because, you know, after recording in the studio with like very professional studio mics, you know, jumping into a tiny mic is like, whoa. Such a big change.
Just like looking at my hand, that was
but a cute one, a cute change.
I have like my pinky up. I'm like, you know,
looking fancy.
Okay, back to the show. Yes, so we wanted to talk about like the different differences in kissing in different cultures. So, you know, in Latin America, we're used to kissing hello, even to someone that you've never met before. If you meet them, you're like, oh, hi. Like you give them a kiss on the cheek. But here, it's just simply not like that. And of course, during these times, we shouldn't kiss. Not even in Latin America, they're doing it. But yes, we just wanted to talk about those differences.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting because, you know, kissing on the cheek when you say hi or when you say bye, it's very, very common. It's either one or two kisses depending on where you are, such as in, you know, different places in Europe as well. But in Latin America, it's very common, and it's a kind of a sign of respect and or like a cordiality as well. And it gives a sense of like, I acknowledge you. I know you're here. It's very nice to meet you. It's very nice to see you. And I think it's something that kind of changed a lot for me when I moved here. And I definitely experienced the cultural shock of not kissing people or not hugging people hello and just waving or just being like, oh, hi, you know, being more verbal instead of physical.
Yes, and being more considerate about other people's personal space as well, you know, like that's something that we sometimes don't know.
Most times.
But of course, like, it's always good to be respectful of that. And, you know, I was just thinking about like other kisses, like butterfly kisses, like Eskimo kisses, like nose kisses. That's Eskimo kiss, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like right now, maybe you can just blow someone a kiss from like
From a distance.
6 feet apart.
From 6 feet.
2 meters for me because I don't really know feet.
Oh, that's such a problem. Yeah. And yeah, speaking a little bit of cultural shock as well, I feel like the first time that had happened to me, I It was in first year of university, and I don't know what I thought, but you know, somebody introduced a person to me, and I immediately like put my face next to theirs to like kiss them on the cheek. And this person, of course, as any normal person would do to any stranger doing that to their face, she like applied the Matrix kind of move on me,
the cobra
on me. And I was like, oh my gosh, of course, Viviana, of course. DJ Bruja, what were you thinking? What were you thinking?
Oh my God, you just revealed your name. DJ Bruja.
Scratch that. You did not listen. You did not hear anything. Anything incriminating. But anyway, yeah, I remember that.
No, she's going to look for you. Or the person who...
She'll know. I'm so sorry. If you're listening out there, I'm so sorry. But I don't regret it, because then I knew that I wasn't supposed to be kissing people like I did back home, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Anyway, cultural shock and the types of kisses, which is awesome.
But, you know, and now you're talking about like kissing as it is back home for you. Mm-hmm. And there's also some other kisses in Bolivia that are not really someone else, but something else. You know, we wanted to talk about food as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's this dessert. So I went to high school in a city called La Paz, which is the where the government is, because it's not the capital of Bolivia, but it's where the government is. Anyway, irrelevant. Irrelevant, not the point of this. The point is that in La Paz, there is this, what it's called a chocolate kiss. In Spanish is, you know, beso de negro, but it is this whipped cream goodness, deliciousness wrapped in like chocolate. Ooh. And I remember, like, you know, they used to be like one boliviano or something, like really cheap, and I would just, you know, go and like at the end of my really tiring school day, I'd be like, yes, I need a chocolate kiss. And so I would just get some, and it was amazing.
I need one right now.
Yeah. So as you can see, like, kisses are present in music, in culture, but also in recipes and like in desserts and like in food. In Mexico,
there are these like nut cookies with powdered sugar, which are sometimes called beso de novia, like, yeah, a bride's kiss. And yeah, they're really good. I haven't tried one in so long, but they're really easy to make. So you can like find a recipe on YouTube and make them yourself.
We should have a special of Viva Peru attempts to make, you know, beso de novia sometime.
Yes.
We should do that.
Please.
But yeah. Oh, that sounds delicious. That sounds awesome.
So, you know, kisses, wherever kisses, they are.
Everywhere.
They're
kisses
good.
Everywhere. Yeah, and that's exactly what we're trying to do, make you experience, you know, kisses, but without kissing.
And what people say about the experience of kissing, or like what they relate to that, you know, like all the words in the songs, all the ingredients in a recipe. What did they have to do with kissing?
Exactly, you know? Exactly, which is awesome. Thank you for that. I'm excited to try besos de novia sometime.
And I'm excited to try beso negro.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on to our other little section of songs for this special of Viva Porus in Basorexia. We are going to listen to next to El Beso by Chilean artist Mon Laferte. We hope you like it.
After that, we got another queen for you, Besitos by Selena.
Selena and los Dinos, and that one's a beautiful one, and very, very, I think, funky and fun song. So hopefully you get to dance a little bit.
Oh my God, definitely.
Even if people are watching, that's okay.
You do you. Open the curtains, you go to the garden, you dance.
And the last one for the section is
Besos by El Canto de Loco,
and this one's more of like a punk, a little rock, a little pop rock jam.
Yes.
But I think, and I think it gets your blood going, your heart
going. It's about wanting kisses, honestly.
Yeah, what a great one. So yeah, we're going to leave you with those three songs for this section, and then we'll meet you back here soon enough.
See ya!
We'll be right back. beso en la boca.
Tres horas en el espejo pa' ponerte guapo pa' ligar, para ir a la calle y no piensas que eso ya da igual, que ya no vas a impresionar. que lo bueno y lo que importa está en los besos. Y eso es lo que quiero, besos. Que todas las mañanas me despierten besos. Sea por la tarde y siga habiendo besos. Luego por la noche hoy me den más besos pa' cenar. Y dime por qué te echas mi crema por el cuerpo si no se te ve. Se te han olvidado los sentimientos. Tienes que empezar por resolver lo que tienes dentro y no piensas casi en los demás. ¿Qué más darás si mal o bien? Tu metro sexual y faltan besos. Y eso es lo que quiero, besos. Todas las mañanas me despierten besos. Sea por la tarde. Pero por la noche hoy me den más besos pa' cenar. Y eso es lo que quiero, besos. Todas las mañanas me despierten besos. Que ya te quieren, no miran eso, solo quieren ver ese guiño de ojos sin complejos.
Welcome back to Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Perú, the ointment for the soul. We are here to nourish your soul with some Latin vibes in Latin American culture. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me my beautiful co-host, DJ D-Ron.
Hello again. For the third time today.
We are very excited to have you guys here. Thank you very much for listening. This is an episode dedicated to kissing. It's Viva Perú's Vasorexia special. And Vasorexia, if you're just tuning in, is the overwhelming desire or craving to kiss. Mm-hmm. And we decided to talk about it today, even though, you know, it's probably not the most appropriate topic to talk at the moment. Yes, but we're giving you an alternative, an alternate experience to kissing with music, recipes, and some Viva Perú loving.
And facts.
Yes. Cool llama facts. Well, we'll get to that in
a
second.
We'll get to
that. but we just wanted to discuss some kissing anatomy. Ooh. Because DJ D-Rod and myself, DJ Bruja, we are big fans of biology. So please, what is going on with this kissing anatomy, DJ D-Rod?
So you know, DJ Bruja, the kissing anatomy consists of, when you kiss someone, an average of 34 muscles in your face are used, but not only those muscles, like, you know, like all over your body, another 134 muscles are also involved in the process of kissing. So in total, it's like
168. Muscles involved in kissing.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, I believe you, because I think on average, like 18 muscles are required just to stand. So when you're standing in line, you're still using 18 muscles of your body.
Look at that. Yeah. I'm working out.
Call me fitness queen. But yeah, you are using on average 168 muscles to kiss. There you go. That's a workout.
That's a full workout.
You're welcome.
Everything over like 38.
It's like when people say, you know, I'm eating cacao seeds, which is basically salad, and it's actually chocolate.
It's seeds.
But honestly, it's you know, cacao. It's a salad. It's exactly. Whatever.
Exactly. Oh my God, yes.
But yeah, and you know, apart from the muscles of the body, there's a process like sort of like this chemical cascade that happens in your brain when you're kissing, and it involves like hormones such as oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, and adrenaline, and a few more. But those are the main ones, and it's crazy because those ones make you feel all tingly and all like happy and wonderful,
excited, going for it.
Yeah, exactly, and very much stimulated in a way that perhaps only kissing stimulates you like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so very, very interesting.
Or chocolate
salad, yes, salad. Also known Seeds. As cacao salad. Yeah, so we wanted to discuss a little bit of kissing anatomy, but we also wanted to discuss our cool llama fact of the week.
We could not do a cool llama fact in this return of Viva Poru, Diamond for the Soul.
Yeah, and we have missed doing cool llama facts, researching llamas, because trust us, it's not easy. It's not an easy job
to find a lot of cool llama facts.
We clearly did not think this through when we started the show.
And not because llamas are not like cool enough to have a lot of cool facts about them. It's just that we're not cool enough to know a lot about the cool facts about llamas.
It's a struggle.
But no problema.
Yeah, no problema. Okay, no problema.
Today we actually have one that relates to our topic. So I'm thinking like our research is on point.
Honestly, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But our cool llama fact of the week is that llamas have
prehensile lips.
There you go.
Meaning that they can grasp things better, and they can like take, you know, probably grab things that you couldn't grab with your lips yourself.
Yeah, you know, weeds and certain like grasses and things like that for eating, you know, and so I think they need to have that better like grasping of things in order to digest better and to eat and to get some nutrients
and to tie cherry stem knots.
So if you thought you were cool because you could, you know, tie knots with cherry stems, well, think twice, because llamas could probably do that better than you. Drops tiny mic.
drop it.
Boom. Yeah, but that is our cool llama fact of the week. Again, if you have any cool llama facts of the week that you want us to say on air, send it to us. We have our Instagram page, @CITR. We also have our Twitter, which has, I think, five followers. Ooh, so we're pretty follower. Famous. we're pretty famous.
I don't know
about you, but we're pretty famous. You could be, exactly, you could be the lucky sixth follower, which honestly, what an honor.
What an honor.
Yeah. Anyway, send us memes, llama cool facts, anything. Llama, anything llama. You want. Yeah.
Everything.
You know, we can also do shout outs for you, give saludos for
play
your friends, play
you
songs. Exactly.
Play.
Any suggestions, anything at all. I know that our Instagram presence hasn't been the most active in the past few months. Forgive us. We have been all over the place, but we are back. We are back and better than ever.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
And we hear you.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, we hope that this kissing experience was like no other. We hope that you enjoyed it and that you liked it.
And that you're happy to hear DJ Bruja's beautiful voice. And myself as well, I guess. Again.
Love your voice, DJ D-Rod. And especially, you know, we're trying to come up with, like we tell you, creative ways to cope with, you know, everything that's happening around the world and everything that's been going on. So hopefully this was a time to, you know, take your mind off of things. We are here to nourish your soul and to offer you the best, most creative content and, you know, Latin American style.
The best medicine. Big vapor.
Yeah. Viva Peru. Viva Peru for the soul. Anyway, we will probably be back hopefully in 2 weeks. Not next Saturday, but next Saturday. So stay tuned. You know, check out our Instagram. We'll let you know and we'll give you more updates then. But we are going to say goodbye for now. We hope you stay safe.
Stay safe. And keep being awesome. Yeah. Stay safe, be kind, you know.
To yourself, to others.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Definitely. Take care of your mind around this time. And eat some chocolate.
Please.
And listen to Viva Peru. Also, all of our podcasts are at citr.ca, the station's website. So you can check those out and, you know, listen to our old episodes if you want, if you have the time, mm-hmm. if you like us. Wink, wink.
But before we go, yes, we still have two more songs for you.
Yes.
And the first one is called Besos en la Espalda by Argentinian band Indios. And after that,
we're going to listen to a classic. We're going to leave you and close the show with a classic. It's called Bésame Mucho, a very famous song. And this version is by Los Panchos. We had a really hard time deciding which version we wanted, but we ended up choosing this one because it's a classic. It's a classic. Nothing can go wrong.
Nothing can go wrong with Los Panchos.
Exactly. So yeah, we're going to leave you with those two songs. And again, this is DJ Bruja saying goodbye from our living room.
Thank you for calling it our living room.
Always.
Thank you, DJ Bruja, yeah, for your couch, your amazing couch, our couch.
Yes.
And thank you everybody for listening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories, and we'll catch you soon.
We'll catch you soon. This has been a pleasure, and you are listening to Viva Peru, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Peru, the ointment for the soul. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dispárame con colores intensivos y una luz de cara al sol. No me sigas, solo soy un espejismo. No hace falta una razón. Te cante algo.
bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte de. Ojos y estar junto a ti.
Piensa que tal vez mañana estaré muy lejos de aquí.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Miedo perderte, perderte después.
Tus ojos y estar junto a ti.
Piensa que tal vez mañana estaré muy lejos de aquí.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame. Perderte, perderte después.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really, like, good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast